This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Do you want to be wise? There are some steps you can take that will identify you as a wise person. They're found in Proverbs 9, 8 through 9. Do not rebuke a mocker, or he will hate you. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love you. Instruct a wise man, and he will be wiser still. Teach a righteous man, and he will add to his learning. Have you noticed this in your interaction with others? If you want to be wise, you need to be open and receptive to rebuke, instruction, and teaching. It isn't very hard to love someone who instructs or teaches you. Equally important, however, you are to love the one who rebukes you. Now that's difficult, but it's important. Let me tell you why. If you are rebuked, listen closely to what is said. Evaluate the rebuke to see if it is based on legitimate facts. If it isn't, then the process of evaluating will solidify your point more firmly in your mind and heart. You'll be more confident in your conviction. If the rebuke, however, is legitimate, pointing out something you either didn't see clearly, neglected, or unjustifiably added, then you have learned something that would be helpful and wise to adjust your position to. Either way, you benefit from the rebuke. It's a win-win deal. Even if the rebuke is made out of envy or arrogance, you nevertheless benefit, and because of it, you have reason to love the one who rebuked you. The same is true when someone tries to instruct or teach you. This is especially true when the one rebuking, instructing, or teaching you is none other than the Lord.